WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Amanda Filippacci writes comic novels, but the subject of her latest is one that many women have learned to take very seriously. The novel is called The Unfortunate Importance of Beauty, and our book critic, Maureen Corrigan, has a review.
Does this obituary make me look fat? I imagine that somewhere in the great heavenly outback, recently deceased Thornbirds author Colleen McCullough is cracking jokes like that one with other well-upholstered literary women such as Gertrude Stein and Agatha Christie. I hope they're all having a good laugh over that obit of McCullough that ran in the Australian newspaper after her death on January 29th and went viral on social media. 30 million books sold worldwide, an early career as a neurophysiologist at Yale. And yet at the top of that obit, McCullough is remembered first and foremost for being plain of feature and certainly overweight. What a timely moment for Amanda Filippacci's new comic novel to appear. It's called The Unfortunate Importance of Beauty, a subject Filippacci knows intimately. She grew up enduring comparisons to her mother, a top Ford model, and wrote about that childhood experience in a much-discussed New Yorker essay last year called The Looks You're Born With and The Looks You're Given. The Unfortunate Importance of Beauty is a farcical, fictional meditation on female beauty, structured as a mashup of an old episode of Friends, a fairy tale, and a murder mystery. Filippacci's lively story reflects on the unearned power that beauty confers upon its recipients. Rather less convincingly, it also tries to make a case for the psychic damage of being beautiful in a world that's all too eager to rate women primarily on their looks. The central character of The Unfortunate Importance of Beauty is a young costume designer named Barb, graced with aqua eyes, long silky blonde hair, a slender figure, and, well, you get the picture. After a close male friend commits suicide because he feels unworthy of her, Barb takes to wearing a fat suit and a frizzy gray wig and glasses. She cynically delights in talking to men at New York bars in this getup and watching as they mutate from jerk to gentleman when she strips off her jiggling jello of a disguise. Barb's unlucky counterpart is her friend Lily, a gifted musician with a face, as the saying goes, that only a mother could love. Lily falls for a superficial cad, who, by the way, is rather homely, but of course looks don't matter nearly as much for men. This rogue, nicknamed Strad, appreciates great music, and he tells Lily that he would fall in love with and marry any woman who could create music like that of one of the composers he idolizes. Naturally, Lily sets herself the challenge to make music so beautiful that Strad will forget her looks and love her for her accomplishments. Colleen McCullough could have told Lily not to bother. The two women and their circle of quirky friends become embroiled in an effort to foil a mysterious murder plot against the feckless Strad. But this suspense plot is mostly just an antic excuse to keep the characters in motion and in conversation about the central topic, the unfair but undeniable advantages of beauty. Filippacci's novel is breezy with a bite. Lily succeeds in transforming herself through the enchantment of her music into a knockout, but only for as long as the music lasts. Uncomfortable as it may be, it's hard not to root for her, not to revel in the newfound power she wields over Strad and other men. By the end of the novel, even beautiful Barb resigns herself to reality and shrugs off her fat suit disguise. Why bother to deny a gift from the gods that can make life so much easier? Speaking of gifts from the gods, the other big news concerning a literary woman was the announcement that Harper Lee has just dug up a sequel of sorts to To Kill a Mockingbird, a novel called Go Set a Watchman. Set to appear in July, Lee's sequel features an elderly Atticus Finch and an adult Scout. As a tomboy, aged 6 to 9, Scout was blessedly exempt from the pressures and judgments of femininity and beauty. I sort of wish she could have just stayed that way.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the new book, So We Read On, How the Great Gatsby Came to Be and Why It Endures. She reviewed The Unfortunate Importance of Beauty by Amanda Filippacci.